Follow our Twitter account at Wow Show.
It is Way of the Warrior. Eric O'Brien, Ken Evans, and Sean Desay. Ken, who just attempted to put his headphones on while we were in break and poked himself in the eye, so he will not have headphones for this segment.
Out of nowhere. I feel like Overeem.
Out of nowhere, yes.
Didn't right, expect man. It coming.
We've only been broadcasting for the better part of 20 years, but out of nowhere comes the ability to put things on your ears.
I don't know.
This is all right.
Set of headphones have a TRT exemption.
So the the bombshell that the International Olympic Committee dropped on Tuesday was that they are cutting wrestling out of the 2020 Olympics. And obviously every wrestler on planet Earth went crazy, as did the MMA community, because one of the questions we got on Facebook, which I thought was a good one, is if the Olympics, I should say, are ditching wrestling, does that mean that MMA will never be an Olympic sport? And I don't necessarily think that that is a correlation we can make yet, because I honestly think the backlash for keeping what they kept and ditching wrestling is going to eventually see in the ability to resubmit in September. You're going to see wrestling put back on the docket, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting. And I know that's been a big topic of discussion. And Brent Brookhouse had a really great comment this week on that. I don't think we should be spending time criticizing other sports if we want this sport to remain. Yeah, there's a lot of ridiculous things. I mean, there's speed walking, I think, is in the Olympics.
Yep.
Dressage. You've got rhythmic gymnastics. You've got synchronized swimming. We get it. Those are ridiculous. But if all we're going to do is try to slam other athletes and what they do in order for this to be a sport in the Olympics, I think that's the wrong approach. I think what we need to make sure we're doing, and the American Wrestling Federation, I forget their actual real name. That makes it sound like Hulk Hogan's part of it. But they've kind of set out a list of talking points. Like, here's what we want to do. Here's what we want to say. And the most telling stat, I think, that they sent out this week is that more than any other sport, wrestling has the most diverse background in countries that have medaled. And by that, more countries have been able to medal in wrestling than any other Olympic sport. And I know we all talk about soccer being the world sport because all you need is a ball.
Right.
With wrestling, all you need is another guy, and then you start wrestling. You need two dudes, and you can go mano a mano. It's the purest and most base form of fighting that there is. It's from the classic Olympic Games in Greece. It's from the modern Olympics, born in the 1800s. Wrestling has always been part of the Olympics. I know there's been a lot of talk about whether Greco would come out or freestyle would come out. I think we're going to still see wrestling in 2020. There's going to be a big movement as we move back towards September, and I know that this isn't, it's not officially dropped. It's part of the plan. It's part of the review process.
You can appeal in September for the review process and see if it actually makes it back on there. I've heard two things to your point. When I wrote the piece for the Way of the Warrior site on our Facebook page, I was not making fun of the competitive walking or anything. All I was saying is, in the pieces that I read, they said they were ditching wrestling in lieu of ditching the pentathlon. And my issue with that is that if you go back to the Grecian times, the pentathlon, the final event in the five events, which is what penta means, the fifth event was wrestling. Like that, there I mean, go. It was wrestling. So to me, that was a little bit odd that they were going to do that. One of the other things I heard from Travis Picard, who wrestles here locally, wrestled at the Citadel, coaches, and was actually on the show for a long, long time, said that his theory was that if they bring it back, they're going to bring back what's called folk wrestling, which is what they do at the college level, which is not Greco and it's not freestyle. It's much easier, I guess, to understand. I'm not an expert in wrestling and I don't claim to be, but he has offered this other theory that they may bring back folk wrestling because, like Dana White said at the press conferences, it's a great base for fighting, but not a lot of people want to watch it, and that's therefore kind of the decision-making process.
I think that's part of the process, and it's certainly something that is going to be considered. But when we look at all these other sports, I don't know if people are necessarily watching those. And again, I didn't think you were criticizing those athletes, but that seems to be where everybody's going.
Sure,
here.
Sure, because it's the easy fight.
And it is. It really is. And nobody's saying that this doesn't seem ridiculous next to some of these other Olympic sports. But let's also not go overboard and say it's the only way for somebody to learn teamwork or to learn how to be disciplined. And,
right.
I mean, we're hearing a lot of that, too. I think let's stay within the argument. Let's stay within, hey, this sport's historical. This sport is one that allows every country in the world to represent itself well. This sport is one that anybody can do. Huh. Anybody can do at a certain level.
Huh.
And the thing I like most about it is that, you know, all these countries that are involved, look how many weight classes you have. So that's why you have so many participants.
But is that a problem? I mean, I would look at that too and wonder, and that was one of my first thoughts, is maybe they just can't take the fact that there's so many weight classes. Now, that argument is dismissed immediately because they have just as many boxing weight classes.
Exactly. That was my next point.
So,
boxing is the same thing.
You just don't know what these guys are doing. I mean, the IOC, many, many things they're criticized for. This just happens to be one of them that falls right within our wheelhouse and directly affects what's going to happen in MMA. I mean, it directly affects whether or not kids want to be a part of it. And a lot of times, that brass ring for a lot of these sports that people participate in is an Olympic level sport. That's the brass ring. That's what you train for. You want a gold medal at the Olympics. Now, there's a natural transition for wrestlers into MMA. That's a good thing now that that option is there for world-class wrestlers. But, you know, are we going to see colleges get rid of it? Well, if there's no Olympic level, there's nothing really to train for beyond this. Maybe our money is better spent here. That's where everybody's that's where everybody's rightly concerned, though, because budgets are going to be cut and things are going to go away. And when you look at something, if it's not an Olympic level sport, that's just another knock against it. We've already had wrestling doesn't want to be watched and all of those other things you said, Eric.
Okay. But to go to that ridiculous argument that if there's not an Olympic level sport, why would we, you know, fund it at the collegiate level? You fund it at the collegiate level because you fund football. There's no football at the Olympic level. Obviously, the natural progression is into what? Professional football in the NFL. So the natural progression to me, I see this as, yes, it's a negative to the Olympics and a loss to that community. I see it as a boon to MMA, because if they ditch wrestling holistically at the collegiate level, your next opportunity is to move into the UFC or Bellator.
Two big differences there, though, and especially when you're looking at this outside of MMA and somebody that doesn't know MMA. Two big differences. College football is the second biggest sport in this country, only behind the National Football League. So they're making a lot of money with college football.
Sure.
The college football programs usually fund every single sport in the building at whatever college you're at. And that's even small colleges, just because everybody goes to the football games. That's what they'll go and see, and that's what they'll go and watch. So you have a money-making machine in college football. The second thing is there's a more linear transition there. You can see a college football player, and you can see him on an NFL field doing the same thing. You can't necessarily have a college wrestler that you then see transition to MMA and start punching and start kicking and start subbing somebody. So I agree with you. It would be a natural boon to MMA. I don't know if people are going to see that as clearly as people in this room or people who are fans of MMA or people that know the sport. The other thing, too, let's be realistic. It's a boon to MMA, and we would love to see these wrestlers come in. But one of the things we end up being most critical about half the time is guys that lay and pray. And that's what most of these guys would be able to do. There's very few guys. I mean, Dominic Cruz, one of those guys, wrestled all his life, made a great transition to MMA. That is the exception, not the rule. Not every great wrestler is going to become a great MMA fighter. I mean, Brock Lesnar is the exception, Sean.
Shoot me now.
Right. I mean, you've got guys that never made that Olympic transition that I think are icons and stars in the UFC. Johnny Hendricks, world-class wrestler, didn't go to the Olympics, knocks people on their butt.
Right.
Okay? Koscheck. Title contender, been in there a couple times against GSP, another wrestler that didn't make his way to the Olympics. You've got guys who did make their way to the Olympics in Lindland and Henderson and Couture, who was an alternate, and that sort of world where they actually made it to the Olympics and then made it in and became staples in the organization. And so, to me, yes, you can make the argument that if they don't go to the – I don't know what the difference would be if they went to the Olympics, then to the UFC, that they would wash the lay and pray out of them.
No. That's not what I'm saying. But my feeling is the sentiment that seems to be overwhelming at this point is, okay, we're going to lose the Olympics, but they can just go to MMA. That's not necessarily the case, and let's not downplay the fact that this isn't in the Olympics. I want to see this in the Olympics.
Of course, I want to see
some type of wrestling in the Olympics. Let's not just write it off as, look at those idiots, they don't know what's going on, we'll just have all the wrestlers come over to UFC, and we'll be good, everybody. If there's nothing at the Olympic level for wrestling, there are going to be a lot of colleges. And, of course, Iowa. They're always going to wrestle at Iowa. Nobody's saying Iowa's getting rid of wrestling. But when you don't have that Olympic level at the top, you're going to see a trickle-down effect, and you're going to lose wrestling programs in colleges, in high schools, in junior highs, and that's just going to, you know, dwindle those options for those guys like a Johnny Hendricks, who might not have even been he might not have been an Olympic contender, but certainly the setup and the way wrestling in this country is allowed him to wrestle for all those years and get that background partly because it's an Olympic-level sport, partly because we have heroes in this country like Rulon Gardner in 2000 that went into that ring and have wrestled. That's what we're going to be missing. And, I feel like sometimes when you're losing an argument or you're put in a corner with a position, you just want to say, I don't really don't care. And I hear a lot of that from wrestlers and MMA community. There was a lot of outrage. It's kind of like we're going through the cycle through the week here.
Right.
Oh, I can't believe they're freaking doing this. What are they thinking? Are they crazy? And then we're kind of progressing into, it doesn't really matter. It's a stupid Olympics. It does matter. Let's not have that attitude.
And the world is on that show.
But you know what I'm talking about,
yes,
Eric.
I am not saying it doesn't matter. I am saying if they end up keeping this stupid decision, I think ultimately MMA will win out. I don't know how to answer the question that John Davis on our Facebook page asked, is if they keep with this decision and they cut wrestling out, does that eliminate the lineage of MMA ever being an Olympic sport?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, we've still got judo in the Olympics.
We don't have jiu-jitsu yet.
No, we don't have jiu-jitsu yet, but we have boxing. I mean, we have elements for MMA.
I think for MMA to become an Olympic sport, you would see jiu-jitsu first before MMA, just because of the...
But are they ever going to put... That might be a better question. Are they ever going to put jiu-jitsu in if they don't want wrestling in? I mean, to the naked eye, so
sure.
to speak, there's really no difference, except why are these guys wearing clothes now?
Well, yes, why are they wearing pajamas and what are they doing on the ground? And, as a jiu-jitsu practitioner...
Some people are going to be like, they got rid of wrestling for this?
Right, exactly. Because, when I was in Chicago...
He's pinned!
Right.
He's on his back. This should be over.
When I was in Chicago, they booed every time they went to the ground. And so you still got a large majority of people who have no idea what happens when... Two guys are down on the octagon doing whatever submissions they're trying to do.
Well, now that's subject to what part of the world you're in. Now, if you're in Japan and you just go from half guard to full guard, you get a silver medal. You know what I mean?
Do you think, Sean Desai, that the International Olympic Committee is making that decision based on the viewership in Bosnia?
No.
Okay. So, they're making it based on the viewership in Chicago and New York and LA.
The country next to Bosnia is what they're making it.
Well, here's the interesting thing, and we I don't think we can even attribute to the IOC what we usually attribute to TV networks and ratings and things like that. They make their money in the TV deals. Now, obviously, they have to perform, but they're also in a little bit of a negotiating power position every time, because people just bid billions and billions of dollars on the Olympics no matter what. And we're not bidding on dressage. We're not bidding on rhythmic gymnastics. We're not bidding on synchronized swimming. We're bidding on gymnastics. We're bidding on maybe basketball. We're bidding on those big sports, swimming. That's what we're bidding on. So the IOC, they get to pretend they're holier than thou in a lot of cases. And in this case, they did it with wrestling. And is it going to stick? I don't know. I feel like you do, Eric, that as long as everybody stays focused on this argument, I think in September we'll see some type of reinstatement. I just see so many divergent arguments right now, and it's not like the IOC is on the internet trolling us on the underground trying to figure out what we think.
No, but their Facebook is on fire right now, and I can't imagine, as I said to Travis Picard when he was telling me about this folk wrestling theory, I said, if this is really what they wanted to do, there's a trillion better ways to do it than to cut it out totally and in September go, ha-ha, folk wrestling is here, everybody.
So folk wrestling, this is going to be like Mumford & Sons?
Yep, it'll be Mumford & Sons.
All those hipsters at the Grammys are going to be wrestling?
It'll be fun and Mumford & Sons and the Lumineers all in singlets.
The only thing that kind of shocked me was growing up watching the Olympics, as a kid, I remember there was certain things that I could just always be guaranteed to watch. I was going to watch track and field.
Yep.
I was going to watch, boxing. I was going to watch wrestling, and swimming. I was going to see these events no matter what. And then as I got older, I started seeing these other sports come to light. And I was like, wow, what? I don't even know what that is. Never even heard of it, And then, even in the Winter Olympics, you'll see things that you just never even heard of. Or, I can't believe that's a sport. What's that one?
Curling.
Curling, there you go.
I
was like...
The butt of the
I was like, wow, that's a cool sport, I guess, whatever. But
it is, and that's their highest level, and that's their reward.
Sure.
And
I'm not downplaying it. I'm just saying, I don't like things, tradition-wise, I don't like things to be broken up. If I grew up watching all these, guaranteed sport events, I like to see other kids, my kids, when they grow up, be like, hey, Dad, what's that? I'm like, oh, that's wrestling and the Olympic level.
And
I kind of want
to
just keep that going.
To that point, when you talk about curling or dressing, and there's a culture.
I don't even know what dressing is.
But there's a culture behind all of these sports, and so I think they should be spotlit in the Olympics. If it's supposed to be the games of the world, and in certain parts of the world they do these games, then we should see them. I just think if the very first – sport ever prior to running
yeah.
was wrestling. That seems to me to be kind of a crazy one to cut out if you've got to cut one out.
Yeah, the guy running was running from the toughest wrestler in town. So that's how we know which one came first there.
All right, when we come back, Dominic Cruz will stop in, talk to Ken about his knee, and when and if we will see him back in the Octagon. Find us on Twitter and Facebook, search WOW Show. It is Way of the Warrior.